welcome to another episode of Beautiful Subconscious. I am Shel Marie. I hope you are all fabulous. As I record this, this is a Friday. I am drinking my water out of a big ass wine glass and I love the feel of it. It's my good friend Shaughnessy's birthday today and we'll be going out for a margarita later. So I'm just getting into the feels of it as I record a couple of episodes here today. So it's April. Well and truly, this is April right now, and I just wanted to kind of check on in and see how's it traveling along for you? Because I know, myself included, we can get into a bit more of a blinkered state where we are going about our tasks moment to moment, task to task, without conscious intention of what that task is doing for the end goal that you had set out at the start of the year to achieve for 2024. And so, if we could just lift the veil up, this is a great reminder for me too, to just look around and be like, okay, that task, am I just doing it because I just put it on my list and it doesn't actually move the needle to, you know, take a hold of that dream that I set out for myself, that come the 31st of December, I'm going to be like, yes, I gave it all. I left it all out in the arena. I showed up and gave it a good, honest effort to get and achieve that goal as best as I know how. Because I know we all know that years never absolutely turn out exactly the way that we plan. There's ups and downs, there's curveballs left, right, and center. There's freaking solar eclipses and Mercury in retrograde that sends us bananas. But when we know that we've shown up with the like an honest, intentional behavior and actions, then no matter the outcome, you can feel proud that you have done your absolute best. You've given it all that you can and you've left it all on the table. So this is just a good reminder, like, are you in that frame of mind right now? Or are you kind of just going task to task and just head down, bum up, which isn't a bad thing. But when you're not aware of why, like what's this all for, this is your call out to just check on in and be like, all right, cool. What am I setting out to achieve here? Are the things that I'm doing actually going to get me there? And if not, then that's fine. I restart. It's a Monday when this airs and anytime, doesn't have to be a Monday. When I listen to this, I can start afresh in any given moment, in any breath. But what I'm loving is the start of every episode now, I am drawing upon mantra cards because it is a Monday when we air our episodes generally. Not that, again, it matters, but it's nice to know that no matter if it's the start of the week or when you get drawn to listening to this episode or this part of the episode, that there is some guidance that is drawing you to listen and support you in wherever you're at on your ride right now. So you can believe that to be true or not. That's totally fine. But I just like to pull cards to just recenter, breathe into that guidance and just allow something else to support me other than my own brute strength. So what is happening for us all this episode is I get to choose how I feel, how I express, and how I create. Yes. Yes, we do. And that actually ties in really beautifully, as it always does, to this week's episode of What is the Subconscious? This podcast is called The Beautiful Subconscious or Beautiful Subconscious, and you know, let's just clarify what the subconscious is, perhaps. So that's what today's episode will be about. What is the subconscious? Why I froth over it and why I truly believe that it is the game changer to not only getting over a lifetime of trauma and unresolved pain, but it's also here to unlock untapped potential. It all runs through our subconscious. So this is why I'm so passionate about learning more about it and sharing it with as many people as far and as wide as I can, because we truly are that powerful to be able to change our circumstances through our subconscious alone is awesome. So what is the subconscious? I like to use the concept, that analogy, that picture of the iceberg that is bobbing up in the water. You may have seen it. I posted something similar to that on my Insta not so long ago, and it is the iceberg in the water. So firstly, shout out to Titanic, as if we don't all think of an iceberg and not think of the Titanic. We love it. I love watching the Titanic, Jack and Rose and all the things. Me and my daughter like to watch it every once in a while just to get an old school Leo into our lives. Anyhow, I digressed, but bringing it back to the iceberg. So if you imagine that you are the iceberg, that is you, that's your being. The part of the iceberg that you see above water is your conscious mind. So this is your actions. These are your, this is your willpower. These are your goals. This is what you're consciously setting out to achieve. Like start a year, this is what I want for 2024. I am consciously aware that that's what I want. The iceberg, the part of you that's subconscious is your subconscious. So this, that just below your conscious mind is your subconscious. And this is where every memory is stored. This is where our fears are stored. This is where our belief systems are stored. These are where our cultural influences are stored. So we're not always conscious of every fear that we have, every memory that we have, every interaction that we've seen as growing up within our environment and in our cultural surroundings, but they do get stored in our subconscious like a beautiful archive of files ready to be drawn upon, or maybe they are being drawn upon and you're looking through those lenses without you consciously being aware. And then below the subconscious is your unconscious. So that is where you are. As the word can suggest, you're even more, you're not just subconscious, you're even, you're unconscious to the conscious. And it seems like dirt on words, like a bit straightforward and not overly clever. But when you really kind of break it down, that unconscious, you have got, there's a perception of losing consciousness or the connection to what you consciously want or what you consciously know about yourself. And this is where guilt and shame and some of those lower, denser frequencies can be housed and where we can act upon is when we are unconscious of who we truly are, when we're unconscious of our innate self-worth, when we're unconscious of our self-belief, when we're unconscious that we are an essence of love, when we're unconscious that we can fall into those categories where we show up and see life through fear and we see life through shame and we behave in guilt and in those self-violent kind of ways. But we're going to be focusing more on the subconscious for today's episode. So knowing that every memory that we've ever had is stored in our subconscious blows my mind. Initially, it can be like, wow, that's a lot of data. And then you can go through a pattern of like, far out, that's going to be a lot to manage to consciously get my head around that everything that I've ever said or everything that I've ever experienced is stored there. Like I've got to be mindful. And it's not really about that at all. But it's knowing that everything that you've ever interfaced with is stored in your subconscious. And then that can have a direct influence on how you consciously show up, how you consciously take those action towards those goals, how you consciously choose those goals, because maybe you're playing it small because you don't realize that subconsciously you don't actually feel that you're worth achieving anything more because there's something housed within your subconscious that is limiting the way that you see yourself. And so you will only go as high as what your subconscious will allow. And that is, if I don't believe that I'm worth any more than achieving, say, one business or X amount of dollars in my bank through this job, or maybe I feel like I'm only worth this job. This is a job I've been in for 10 years. These are the only skills that I have now. So therefore I've got limited skills. Like, yeah, there is an element of truth that, yeah, okay, so your skills might be limited, but it doesn't mean that you're not worth more. And it doesn't mean that you can't go out and learn more skills. But there's a belief that thinking that I'm stuck now, this is as good as it's going to get. And so that's a projection from your subconscious that is infiltrating into how you consciously show up. So I'll always consciously inquire as to why I'm taking action that way, or maybe I'm not taking action, or maybe I'm slower in taking action. And why is that? And I always know that the answers that I seek are in my subconscious, because everything that we've ever interfaced with, every memory that we're conscious or unconscious of, is in there. And there's even science to prove that there's so much that we store from our lineage that you can date back scientifically, like, you know, however many, like 10 plus generations that we have got running through our subconscious coding in our DNA that we are unconscious of. We're not conscious of these thoughts and these beliefs and these projections that we inherited growing up, but they are in your subconscious. So therefore you have access to what has been holding you back. Therefore, you have the power within you to rewrite that narrative. That is why I froth over the subconscious so much. You mean to tell me that I can rewire and draw up what's holding me back and I can set myself free from that, so I'm not carrying that baggage on my hand, on my back, on my shoulders every day, limiting myself? Then absolutely I'm going to learn the subconscious, and absolutely I'm going to figure out what's in there, face it as ugly as it is, ugly cry, get angry, embrace anger because we were never allowed to be angry, embrace what makes me, and allow myself to show up differently if that's what I want, to show up a better version of myself than how I'm allowing myself to embody. Because not only can you release the pain in your subconscious, but you can also access the untapped potential. And that is what I love. But because the subconscious is more derived in keeping you safe, and there's no logic to the way that your subconscious shows its data. It's just like, about here's the information. Might not make sense, but this is what I'm going with. This is all I know. It might be outdated, but until you update me, until you upgrade my system, these are the operating tools that I'm going with. And this is from the snapshot of imprints of the memories that you had that left an impact. And this is how I felt when that happened. That all gets stored there. So you get to go in and now start to rewrite and have a look at those areas. And you get to now let release what's in your subconscious and let that go. And you've got the ability to now master your subconscious and code in the outcomes that you do want. You are now, after alleviating yourself from that pain, no longer living from survival. Your body is no longer operating from subconscious coding that has you believing that you are under threat. You now have the ability to actually approach life from a more joyous, a more curious, a more playful, a more empowered state of being. And you get to tune into your subconscious how you want to be instead of how it's always been. So often I see a lot of people disregarding their subconscious, and I get it. I completely understand that this is not the norm for people, and their way of thinking is, you know, how they've always thought. And again, that's all housed within your subconscious. And the subconscious is resistant to change. It wants to stay with how it knows, in the familiar. So to think then of rewriting your subconscious alone would be like, that sounds freaking whack. Like, that's not what we do here. Like, huh, what? And it's until something kind of lands consciously that you're like, maybe I'll just give it a go. Or maybe subconsciously it lands in a way where it's just like, this is what you need, and I'm going to show you all the things that are blocking you in your way from your that outcome. It's just, which is it the egg before the chicken or the chicken before the egg? One way or another, you will get a seed of interest, and I implore you just to go and explore that. But when you don't, or if you don't, people that don't explore their subconscious, then this is when they start to believe that life is happening to them and that they actually don't have any control over their fate and their destiny. So they're just like, well, it is what it is. You know, it's genetic. This is just the way that life is, or I can't change. And again, that is all derived from your subconscious, because your subconscious and all those beliefs that have got you to saying that or thinking those thoughts are in your subconscious, and they have been influenced by a collection of experiences and information that you've heard along your journey, or even before you've this conscious, you know, this lifetime. It all is having an influence from your subconscious, and your subconscious is so resistant to change. It doesn't want to change. It wants to keep in its familiar because it knows how to manage that, and it's kept you alive to this point from the data and the resources that it's had from your subconscious. So until you upgrade your software, you're going to be operating from the same data. And then if you're not down with the idea of like looking within and rewriting your own mind and your own subconsciousness, then life's going to keep showing up and you're going to feel unfulfilled. You're going to have this void within, and it's just going to be like, well, look, I've hit 40. So that's, yeah, what am I supposed to do now? Or I've been in this job for so long. It's how it's always been. And you're going to start to show up in life in a more despondent way. And instead, you've got the capability to rewrite all of that and master your subconscious to make a different, or create a different trajectory. That is what I'm all about. I truly believe that your subconscious and mastering your subconscious. So we're talking about mastering your belief systems, mastering the fears that are housed in there, mastering every memory that you've had that's having an impact on you that might not be serving you anymore. Mastering everything that's housed within your subconscious is the key to your conscious success and your conscious fulfillment and your conscious creation. It all starts within the subconscious. So that is the subconscious. I would love to hear what you have taken from today's episode. If you find that the subconscious is as powerful as what I have, or it's something that you're curious to explore more, it only just takes one seed of openness and willingness to understand or just to see what the subconscious can showcase to you, your own innate intelligence. So if this has been beneficial to you, please share it with someone who you believe that this could really help. I've been getting a lot of people DMing saying like, hey, I've got someone that I really think that you would be able to work, you know, they could really benefit from you. And I love that because there's something that's getting activated within you and the people that I get to interface with. That's just like, okay, I'm hearing, whether I'm consciously aware of it or not, that there is something that I can access that has all the information. So instead of looking externally or changing my external situations, I can now turn in and just find what's within and find what's been holding me back in order to liberate myself from the pain that I'm living within and also to liberate the potential that I deserve to activate. So that is what I love. And I really appreciate you, you know, reaching out and whether it's, yeah, connecting to the episodes or the work that I do or just putting out a sense of curiosity as to what kinesiology is and the subconscious mastery. Just know I really, truly appreciate it. So thank you. And this work will continue to grow. And with that said, there is something in the pipeline oh so soon that will be launching a 6-month program that will help you master your subconscious, especially in the areas of your health, your finances, your career, and your relationships, where you are releasing these subconscious blocks and also provided with strategies to help you succeed in your authentic way within those areas within your life. So thank you for tuning in. Please share this episode. Please leave a review. Please give it a like. Please do all the things. I appreciate every little bit of that. It goes a long way. And until next week, please take care of you. Guys, if you're ready to get to the bottom of your crippling self-doubt and finally resolve it from its root source, or if you're feeling like your career isn't hitting the mark and you're questioning where life's heading, if you crave relief from physical pain and just need some real answers, and if you're ready to flip your financial script and rewrite your money story, not only through your subconscious, but with professional practical tools, then jump on board our waitlist now. This 6-month program is breaking new ground in blending a subconscious mastery and expert strategy for your success. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on this transformational journey. We are diving deep into those unconscious barriers, and with a dedicated team, we are focusing on your health, your wealth, your relationships, and your career. So hit the show notes, click apply, jump on the waitlist, because this is the way to pave your path to true empowerment. I can't wait.